Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Let me tell you, without sounding crazy, what's going down right now. The aliens released this to weaken us, and now they're going to start infiltrating. Next, they released those killer bees, okay? Murder hornets or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Soon, they're going to start harvesting us. This is how it happens. Think of any alien or, like, apocalypse zombie movie you've ever seen. It was like, first, there was the blank. Then there was the blank. It's like the plagues or whatever.
She's trying to quote E.T. right now.
Don't even say that.
Okay, Lily, phone home.
What's the corona hap in Los Angeles? Oh, you're in Riverside right now, right?
Oh, yeah, but we're just decided to open things back up.
Oh.
We're like, yeah, things aren't better, but I guess people are just sick of staying home, so we're just going to pretend it's not a thing. Wait. In Riverside, it's really crazy because they voted to completely get rid of social distancing and face masks. So they're not even
in.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't want to put a downer on your county, but you do realize that it just means that they have room for you in the ICU rather than the virus is gone.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Good. I'm glad that you agree. Lily, you didn't start an argument there. I could hear by your voice.
No. I was like, wow, that is a grave way to put it, but realistic. But
no, that's exactly what it is.
Why do they care about wearing masks? I don't understand. Why
I don't get it either. I'm not going to say anything bad about where I grew up, but let's just say, I don't know, maybe the brightest people are not involved in running this county.
Whoa.
And to be clear, I'm talking about Riverside County. Sorry, you guys, Diane's coming in to bring me a bowl of strawberries.
Diane!
Oh my
Diane.
God, I have my headphones in.
Fire.
I have my headphones in. She opened the door, she put strawberries on the floor, and then she walked away.
Diane is one of the kindest creatures to ever walk this earth. What did Diane try to pull on me, Lily, one time when we were in Riverside?
Christy and I dreamt up the idea that we would make it that Diane was trying to be really hospitable to you, which she is like the most gracious host in the world, but that she made you breakfast and that there was this misunderstanding that she thought it was grits, right? That mashed grits potatoes. Were mashed potatoes.
No. Yeah. Wait, no. Porridge.
Porridge. She thought mashed potatoes were porridge. That's not what she actually thought. That was just a joke that me and Christy thought of.
Maybe mashed potatoes for breakfast.
And us trying to explain the joke to Diane was like, because it was so ridiculous as it was. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll do this.
I mean, really, Diane is just a really good sport. And me and Christy made her do this weird joke that we thought of.
So she made me mashed potatoes. She pretended that she thought it was genuinely a British delicacy and she was making me feel at home. And then I was so confused because I couldn't tell if it was a bluff or not, and so I played along with it, which I think paints me in a good light as well, to be fair.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love Diane, Christy's mom.
But you did something to her too. You brought her a commemorative plate of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and you decided to do like a huge presentation. And you were the one that came up with it, and then you did it, and then you're like, I'm so embarrassed. Lily and Christy made me do this.
Lily, what's the hap in Baja, California? No, Baja, Mexico.
Well, oh God, I feel like every time I talk, it's going to sound really bad. But okay, so I told you guys, did I tell you guys last time that you could get arrested now or fined just for walking outside?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you go on a jog?
Technically, no. Like, I have been still. Yeah, you could get fined just for walking outside. You could only go for, like, essential things. And then you can't drive in the car with more than one person, so you can never have a passenger in the car.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, like, you and Jen can't go anywhere together?
No.
Unless you're hiding on the mattress.
Unless I'm hiding on the mattress. Oh, yeah. Listeners, my boyfriend Jed has a van that he lived in, so that's also a thing. I don't know where to go with that. But anyway, yeah, I could hide on the mattress again.
But Lily, I guess this has solved your not running outside problem. Now you can't.
And I'm getting worse at it. I don't want to talk more about that because I'm getting worse at it. As I get fatter, I get lazier. But anyway, what I want to say is that So now the New York Times released this article about how, you know, much like other countries, but Mexico has not been reporting all the numbers and not taking it seriously enough. It was this whole article that really freaked me out. And then I got a travel alert that said, if you're a U.S. citizen in Mexico, you should come home now while there are flights available because we're not planning on doing, what do you call it if they would come save you? Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was something with an R. Like, I don't remember. But yeah, I don't know. I have a flight scheduled for June because I was supposed to have a work meetup then. So I think I'm just going to play it out till then.
Hey, we all had flights for New York scheduled for June. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Duh.
I also had another ticket to the Alanis Morissette musical Jagged Little Pill.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's probably not going to happen.
Isn't it ironic?
A little too ironic.
No, no.
That's really interesting. So Mexico and LA are going in, or California are going completely different directions, or
completely
we're just like
different directions. Yeah,
let's just pretend this never happened and see how that works out. And you guys are going even stricter.
Yeah, but like Mexico is saying, let's pretend this isn't happening. Well, the article was mostly about Mexico City, but yeah, I guess here they're going pretty intense, but I don't know. I don't see people taking it that seriously. It's still 50-50. I don't know how much people are actually getting tickets for it.
But you don't want to like risk going to Mexican jail.
No. No. Like,
I've seen Prison Break Series 3 or whatever it is. You don't want to do that.
I'm not gonna do it. So yeah, but that's the happening. Otherwise, it feels the same.
I'll ask my dad about his run-in with Mexican jail, and I'll share it next week because I know he has a story.
maybe George could guess and tell it himself.
Yeah, George partied so hard in his 20s and 30s that that's why he is so like quiet now, because I think he just got all of his energy out and now he just has nothing left to give.
Wait, Christy, is he gonna be okay with us revealing this on the podcast? We have to get his permission.
Oh yeah, I'll have him sign something today.
Sign a release.
Yeah.
Hey, talking of your dad, I want to know something. So when we were at your house maybe 2 or 3 years ago this very weekend, I reckon, there was a crow with a broken wing or something that that George rescued, and you were feeding it, your mom was feeding it worms into its mouth. And then I think, was it called Frankie, the cranky crow?
Yes.
Frankie.
And then what happened to Frankie? Because I know he lived with you for a while.
I
feel like Michael should be on to tell that story.
We sound like the typical weird American family.
But what happened?
No.
They raised it. They raised it to, like, it learned how to fly on its own, and it got to the point where it would go fly, and then, like, they'd leave the doors open, and it'd fly in the house and, like, go sit on my mom's shoulder. Or when my mom took the dogs on a walk or on the block, it would hop in front of the dogs and go on the whole walk, and the neighbors would come up and ask my mom, like, what is happening? But then I think finally it assimilated with, like, other crows, and it joined a murder. That's what they're called. It is. And so we think it's still around, and they still, like, call for it and stuff. But now every year at this time, my mom goes baby crow hunting, basically, to, like, take in another crow, because that was their pride and joy. And what not everyone knows is crows, like, it's survival of the fittest, basically. They'll have a couple babies, but not all of them fit in the nest, and inevitably one or two get out every year and die. So that's what happened with Frankie. All of a sudden, we came in, and my dad had a little, like, my dad was out with a little shovel digging for worms, and we were so confused. And then my mom's like, oh, yeah, we have a crow, and your dad's out getting it food. Oh, my God. It was the perfect weekend for you guys to be here. It was a lot of action.
It was amazing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My life has become so sad. Like, it used to be like I had some great story about when I blacked out. I don't mind saying that I black out. I'm just a lightweight. But now, like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh my God, when did I leave the couch?
How did I get to my bed?
When did I change this outfit? I hope the camera wasn't on when I did it.
But it's crazy because it's kind of nice because you wake up hungover, but you're like, did I do anything stupid last night? And you're like, well, totally. I haven't been that stupid because I couldn't leave my house. So
yeah, but I have that. But don't you think the fear of what you did with your phone is even more heightened?
Yes.
Like, who did I send a message? And then you look at all these celebrities that you've been DMing. Like, I don't know, Courtney Cox, you're inspirational. Or Reese Witherspoon, you make me want to be a mother even though I don't want kids. Wait.
Oh. I did that. This is so
I
real.
Do that.
Yo, I didn't used to do that. I messaged. There's this, you know, Tone It Up. It's like they used to have a show on E. It's like these two workout girls from, I think, from Manhattan Beach in LA. And they're like kind of a name in the fitness world. And I always watch their stories and do their workouts. And the one Katrina was posting, like, flashback to when I was in Cabo, which is right by where I am in Mexico, and I messaged her and I went, I'm in Todos Santos, I'll send you pictures.
Like, I don't know who you are.
Why would she want my picture?
Okay, I'm looking at the last celebrities that I have drunk.
I know, same. I'm going through.
Okay, I don't think you know all of these.
I'm putting this in my head. I'm gonna do it now. Oh my God,
I bet you don't know who Sophie Ellis Bextor is.
No. Oh my God, I just saw one. I sent someone the tongue sticking out face, and I couldn't even tell you what that was in response to. Like a guy.
Oh.
Someone on E.
Wait, oh God. Sorry, guys. Do you know
who is yours?
Do you know who Sophie Ellis is? Do you know this song that goes, if it ain't love, why does it feel so? Why does it feel so good? Do you know that song?
Yeah.
No, but it would help if you kept singing more.
No, so she is a pop star in the UK. Well, she was a pop star in the UK, and she hosts these amazing Friday night discos from her kitchen. And that I think they've become iconic during lockdown. And honestly, I'm so happy. Before that, the last celebrity I DM drunk was Florence Pugh, who is my ultimate crush.
Oh yeah.
And literally,
I think she's in LA right now with her boo, Zach Braff.
Yeah, but I just watched her film Fighting With My Family about this girl that becomes a WWF wrestler. And then
she's in that?
Yeah.
Wait, I saw that. I didn't even realize that was her. Oh my God.
Have you seen Little Women, the new one?
Yes.
Of course.
So good.
Lily and I saw another movie with her. Lily?
Midsommar?
Yeah.
Oh, that film. Yeah,
Midsommar.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Lizzie?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you say to them?
What do I say? Like, literally nothing deep and meaningful, just like messages of support. And then after that,
it's so nice.
Chrissy Teigen and I just comment on, like, when I'm drunk, I just tell her how cute her kids are. Is that creepy? Chrissy, which celebs have you been drunk DMing on Instagram?
So there's that show host, and then one time
she's been in love with him.
Yeah, and then one time, Lily and I were at the Beverly Hilton, and there's always something going on there. And this time it was like a CW. That's a network here. The CW. They are having like a little award show, so everyone like that's on the CW was there. And there's this like,
it's like actor. They used to have like One Tree Hill and Supernatural. If you and
the Riverdale OC was probably a CW show. Yeah.
It's like all the juicy teen dramas.
Yeah. So they were all at the Beverly Hilton when we were staying there, and one of them I recognized from this Disney movie I watched when I was little, called Motocrossed. If anyone wants to look it up, and we made eyes. And I DM'd him and I said, I think you and I had a missed connection at the Beverly Hilton.
Christy, did you do that now? Did you do that at the time?
No, at the time. But I'm just giving an example.
That wasn't quarantine.
No,
I like this story anyway, because I like the
in this game. Incredible. She's been in this game.
But I like
I've been doing this forever.
But Christy, the beautifully old fashioned way that you said we made eyes at each other. Heard that
we did.
1800s.
And there was, wow, you were around that long?
You know me.
There was.
I haven't heard that since the pandemic of 1918.
Yeah. I haven't heard that since the Spanish flu.
But no, have you been DMing celebrities in lockdown?
Should we make that our goal this week to try to DM celebs and see if we can get responses back?
To try to get a celebrity to answer us.
Yeah, from now until next podcast.
Reporting. Okay, but it has to be someone
like pretty big. Like it can't be like a little reality star.
Really? No. Come on, we have better odds with reality stuff.
So what else has been going on, Chrissy? What else has been going on with you in lockdown in Long Beach?
Really not a whole lot. I go to my parents' condo in San Diego like every other weekend just to feel like I'm going somewhere. I'm by myself, but you know, it's like a little. To get in the car and drive kind of helps with your mental health, I think.
The boring admin question, but how long does it take to drive from Long Beach to San Diego?
An hour 20. And I don't normally go because it's like I live at the beach, so I'm driving to the beach, but it's nice.
That's nothing, an hour and 20.
No, it isn't, especially now when not as many cars are on the road. People would go a lot more places in California if they didn't have to worry about traffic. So.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
I was there.
No, and then I have everyone's playing Animal Crossing. Is that big for you guys?
Do you have a Switch?
Yeah, I ordered one for this whole situation.
Is it worth it? Should I do it?
Did you like The Sims at all growing up?
No, but I was big into my Game Boy.
Yeah, I was too.
Legend of Zelda.
you can get Legend of Zelda, and apparently it's like one of the better games.
I just don't know whether I need another obsession in lockdown.
I don't know. It was worth it for me because it takes up a couple hours of my day.
Well, I'm glad. Maybe I should. Oh no, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
What are your obsessions, Lizzie? Besides the friends quiz.
The friends.
What are you quiz, doing?
Drinking. Exercise.
You guys, I have some breaking pop culture news.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Did someone DM you back while we've been on this call?
No. Well, actually, I got a head start. Francesca and Harry from Too Hot to Handle just got engaged on Zoom.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen it. I'm just going to nod along.
Yeah,
I thought you said you did. I'm sorry.
No, she said she watches. She watched Love is Blind. You're mixing up your Netflix series.
I'm mixing
Lizzie,
up
you should try Too Hot to Handle.
I'll try it when I run out of other things to watch. I don't mean that in a negative way, but... well, the other breaking celebrity news this week was about Kristen Cavallari and her husband getting
married. Oh my gosh.
And then
how about Cara Delevingne and, did I say her last name right?
Delevingne. Ashley Benson?
Yeah.
They broke up?
Yeah.
But I don't really know who Ashley Benson is.
She was in Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, she's a star over here. Mm-hmm. But they're random because to me, Cara feels like way more elevated. You know, like a way bigger star. So I'm curious how they even met. And I know she lives in, didn't she live in LA with her sister Poppy for a while? Or they have a house in LA? I saw them do a home tour once.
I mean, I'd believe it.
Yeah. Who doesn't live in LA?
That's sad. I thought they were like TikToking together.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. What do you do when you break up during a pandemic?
You mean in terms of getting back out there?
Well, A, yeah, obviously you're not going to rebound rather quickly, but B, like, technically you should still quarantine with them if you're following the rules.
Yeah. That I'm not going to give details on who, but it wouldn't be scandalous to you guys. I would just need to get releases signed. Mm-hmm. But I know of a couple that lives together and broke up, and now it's not anyone you guys know. But yeah, and now they are like just still living together, which is so awkward. I think
that's so uncomfortable.
I know.
Do you talk to them? Are they like saying, giving any deets about how they're handling it?
No, I don't.
Well, now I need to know more.
I have no more info. Christy, I'll sidebar with you on it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys, I gotta go. My dinner's ready.
Oh, that's crazy because my breakfast is ready.
But this is truly the highlight of my week.
I ate some more, so that's why
I woke up extra early today. I woke up at 7 a.m. so I could be here.
I love you guys so much.
I love you. Edit anything else that was inappropriate.
Hey, give us some profound words to end on.
Me? If you reach the end of a bottle of wine, there's always another bottle waiting.
And on that, good night.
Nice. Good night.
Bye.
Good morning.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.